ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 Well, there's a verse in Brahma Sutra, and I think it's verse 36.
Yad bhava bhavata diyo manudasta daiva samprapya rupa mahima samayana pusha soktaryameva nigama pratitai stubanti gominda madhipurusham tamaham vajami.
Yeah, this verse, verse 36. Which is explaining about Lord Krishna and his transcendental form, and Srimati Radharani, who is Sampraya Rupa Mahimasana Yana Krishna, who is a form not different from this form. When she embodies all the different skills and arts and the purport Srila Bhaktisiddhanta explains that the pleasure potency has 64 divisions. Those 64 divisions, they are 64 different arts which please Krishna. Pleasure potency means that potency that gives pleasure to Krishna. So what gives pleasure to Krishna? Not just, you know, just some feeling comes over him and gives pleasure, but there are specific things which cause him pleasure, which arouse that pleasurable sensation in him. So they are these 64 arts, such as being very expert in playing musical instruments, being very expert in talking poetically, being very expert in painting pictures, being very expert in dressing, being very expert in decorating ornaments, being very expert, of course, in cooking, and that includes, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, the art of making salads. So, just bear that in mind. Normally, Indian cooking culture is not known so much for salads. But Srimati Radharani is expert in making salads and soups, which in Sanskrit is called supa. That's where the word sutras come from. Yeah, it's been derived from Sanskrit, from the Buddhist Rupa, Sutta's Rupa. Then being very expert in all sorts of things, in arranging for different animals to fight. And being very expert in ear dressing, that type of thing. Very amazing. So many expertises, 64 expertises that Radharani has, and they are the 64 aspects of the pleasure focusing, because they're all the different things that give Krishna pleasure in Radharani. So in that way, Radharani is the embodiment or the manifest form of the pleasure focusing, because this is all she does, these 64 different things. That's all she does. And it just gives Krishna so much pleasure. She's expert at talking with Krishna and delighting him by what she says in different ways. And there in the purport, I was hoping we could read it, but anyway, there's Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gives the longest purport in the whole book, is about 12 or 13 pages, lengthy discussion about Srimati Radharani and Krishna and their pastimes and how different aspects of the pastimes, and particularly a particular feature of the pastimes which is very important in Vrindavan. It's called prema vaichitya. Prema vaichitya means joy, ecstasy through seeming error. Joy through seeming error. This is the highest aspect of the joy which is there in the length of Radhan. And there are many manifestations of that, or many different types of arrangements which give rise to that, many different seeming errors. Krishna is nobody's son. So this is an error. But if it wasn't for that error, then the ecstasy of those pastimes would not be there. So Mary showed a piece, Krishna thinks, no? Krishna thinks that he's your son. So through the seeming error, ecstasy comes. Or that it appears that the gopis are married. So you got that. And that Krishna is becoming them. And so the fact that they're married, the fact that they're married, is in the bonus. So, actually they're not that. Then Krishna is going to come to it. And the eternal question of justice will teach us to go down. But this error, the very apparently married, will teach us to work. Otherwise, it will clearly work out that they all belong to Krishna. And it's just the making of the appearance. In fact, they have no choice but to associate with Krishna. Like our finger has no choice. That's no sense to us. Just function in a certain way. So it appears that they have no choice just by nature to push the external functional assessment. This is so exciting. So
There are these
and why it's not there, there's this, you know, this sort of excitement of the unknown. The excitement of unpredictable. And the lack of just a status quo. It's not a solid or strong status quo. Of course, in the Bhakti Siddhanta, it states that they don't actually have husband. This is what they think they have husband. Similarly, Mother Yashoda, it's not that actually Krishna took birth from her as with all the masters. And there was an actual phenomenon of childhood, which, you know, is the concrete proof of mother-child relationship. So, in the case of Krishna and Mother Yashoda, there was no birth. But there's just this idea. If anyone comes and asks Mother Yashoda, is Krishna worthy or is she the son of Krishna? But there was never any birth. But she is still one. And if she didn't, everything was broken. The machine was so with these tokens, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta explains that it appears to a husband that they are very happy. Some mysterious lady must run aside. There was no devotion in the back. And says, watch out! Your husband is just around the corner. And oh! And then that mysterious lady disappears. And there is so much. But because of the idea, there's so much excitement. There's no activity in it. And therefore, the Bhakti Siddhanta says, but there actually there are no husbands, but what there are moving people. There are demons. But there are no demons. If you look at that, there's no people before. But there are moving people. This is all part of Kama by Chitya. Joyful pastime. Through the medium of human going. So that's here, I think, in Java. And it's very, very deep. And through that, through that everything is very exciting. Pastime is exciting. The relationships are exciting. On this planet, on this planet of course, then when Krishna appears to us, there are husbands who get this direction. So that the other one is the husband. The public man is dead. One day Krishna is very sad. All the muscles go with a big luggage. Big luggage. I said, Krishna, here. I've got some prasad.
Really nice.
And I brought this one to you.
And Krishna said,
what? Where did it come from? Well, the muscles said there was a deep order. Krishna said, I've never heard of it. I wasn't invited. What sort of wedding is that? I can't understand it. Almost as if, oh yes. Yes. Big wedding. Abby Manu just got married. And Krishna took the laddu, big laddu, lifted it to his mouth, just about to take a bite. And he asked, who did Abhimanyu marry then? And Purnamasi said, oh, Radharani. Krishna took one bite and spat it out. Oh! Are you trying to poison me? This is the worst laddu I've ever tasted. So, they got married. However, Abhimanyu is not, he's not just some like super rebellious soul. Just imagine, we're all conditioned souls. We're trying to take Krishna's position, right? And at least from the male side, take Krishna's position, get our own Radharani. And from the female side, take Radharani's position, get our own Krishna. That's how it works. Something like that. So it's not like Abhimanyu is some super conditioned soul who actually is trying to take away Radharani. Literally. But he's a special incarnation of Krishna. He's an incarnation of Krishna's shadow. So he looks like Krishna. And you know the story? How Krishna, I'm sure you've heard the story, how Krishna was, he would try and climb into Ravana. You know, just when it was getting dark, no one could see it, hopefully. Sneak in and meet Srimati Radharani, and one night he climbed over. He was climbing over. And Jatila, of course she's half blind, but still, she sort of spotted something in the tree, and she couldn't make out what it was, but she thought it might be Krishna. As she, Jatila, you notice the name Jatila. It means crooked. Unreliable. And deceitful. Deceptive. Jatila saw, she's half blind, but she saw something like that. It's probably Krishna. She called out, who's there? And you know what Krishna would come. Cuckoo. And she said, that doesn't sound like a cuckoo. And Krishna just went, cuckoo, cuckoo. And she went away, and Krishna didn't know what to do. I can't come down on the quad. Better go back. So he started struggling up through the tree, but he was making a noise, and Jatila came out and said, who's that there? And Krishna had to spend the whole night there. So, joyous pastimes through error, seeming error. That strange things happen. One time, well, Rupa Goswami described this very nice, how Shankarachuda came to kidnap Srimati Radharani. And, well, first of all, Radha and Krishna, or Krishna and Madhu Mangal were there at Suryakund. And they were dressed up as Brahmins. And Jatila came with Radharani to perform worship of the sun. Actually, Radharani has very intimate connection with the sun god. She appears in this world through the sun god. She's connected with the sun planet. So she worships the sun. Anyway, they came and they were wondering, now, where are we going to find some Brahmins? And they're looking around for some Brahmins. And who should be there but Krishna and Madhu Mangal, dressed as Brahmins? And they came and Krishna, in a very sort of flamboyant, flashy way, said, we will do your puja for you. And Jatila looked at him, are you a Brahmin or what are you? So then Krishna started chanting the mantras, and they were all, what would you say, like extremely cleverly conceived verses with double meanings, like, here I go worshiping the sun god for your benefit and your family, and something like that. I don't have them here, but something like that. But another meaning is that, you know, you're my eternal beloved consort. We are meeting here, and somehow we have to get away. Or something like that. And Jatila, she was thinking, she was kind of catching a bit of both meanings. And she does this sun worship, like, I don't know if it's every day, but very often. And she said to Madhu Mangal, who was standing there like the assistant Brahmin, she said, you know, I never heard these mantras before. And we've done this so many times. They never chant these mantras. And Madhu Mangal said, what do you know about mantras? You're just a cowherd woman. All you know are the village songs. What do you know about our Vedic Sanskrit mantras? I'm judging on to, oh, sorry. Excuse me. And then, so then they succeeded, they finished. And Madhu Mangal said, yes, we have completed first class. Paka, Surya, Puja, oh, absolutely sublime and perfect. We need our Dakshin. That is his business. Give blessings, collect Dakshin. But he doesn't collect money, he collects food. So, Jatila said, well, how much do you want? He said, don't accept money. We do think we are. We don't touch it. We will only accept food. Explains the feast he wants. It's one of these mega feasts. And Jatila is just so bewildered. You mean I have to prepare a feast like that? And Madhu Mangal says, yes, of course. Yes, it's worse. I'm just letting you off light. So Krishna said, all right, you take my hungry friend, and I will look after your daughter and water. I am very upright Brahma. You can trust me. So off goes Jatila with Madhu Mangal. And there's Krishna with Srimati Radhanam. Everything looks very good. But then, they didn't have chance of going through to them, that Shankachuda was moving around in the bushes nearby, just waiting for the opportunity to kill that woman. What does he know about it? That is all a bit of a long story, but Keshi and Aristasura came. They disguised themselves and the component just fitted in quietly into the background, which must have been difficult because both of them were so big that they touched the clouds, and somehow they disguised themselves to just check out what was going on in Vrindavan. Because Kamsa gradually was getting the idea that Krishna, who had been trying to find and to kill for years, maybe he's in Vrindavan. Because so many demons went, and they never came back. So Zinkeshi and Rista to investigate, and they saw Radharani, and they went back and told him. So Kamsa sent Keshi to kidnap Radharani. So Krishna killed him. Then Shankachuda was sent to kidnap Radharani. So he was a very fearsome demon, a yaksha, and he had big fangs. They're very opulent, but at the same time quite ghastly. So you're sneaking around in the bushes waiting, when can I kidnap this Radharani? So then, Mukara came. Mukara is Radharani's grandmother. Something like that. And she has a dual position. Sometimes she's favorable to Radha and Krishna meeting. Sometimes she's unfavorable. So today, Prema Vaichitya, joyful pastimes by the means of Sri Lila. So today, she's unfavorable. But she sees Krishna meeting with Radharani. And thinks this is terrible. So she chases after Krishna, chases Krishna away. Krishna goes running into the bushes, and Mukara is also half blind. She goes running after him with a stick, but she's half blind, she doesn't know where he's really gone. And then she sees over there, aha, there's some human figure, must be Krishna. She goes running up, waving a stick. It's Shankachuda, this giant demon. Anyway, he ran. Shankachuda. And then she got right up to him. She said, "Are you trying to disguise yourself?" And he ran, and then she realized, oh, it's a demon. Anyway. So these joyful pastimes by the medium of seeming error, like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains how one time Mother Yashoda was preparing a nice box, a nice, like, very ornamental box, brick box, filling it up with all sorts of nice things, and Krishna came and asked Mother Yashoda, "Is this for me? It must be for me, yes." And Mother Yashoda said, "No, this is for one very wonderful girl." And Krishna said, "Oh, which girl was that?" Because he knew. And anyway, there's this little exchange between them. Krishna's trying to draw out of her. He wants her to admit it's for Radharani. And all the time he's acting like he doesn't know. Anyway, eventually she has to go. And Krishna takes everything out of the box, gives it to some of his friends, and tells him, just take it to Yadav by the back door. And he gets into the box himself. And he's locked in the box. Then Abhimanyu comes. Mother Yashoda called Abhimanyu. And she told Abhimanyu, "You see this box? This is full. In here, the contents of this box are supremely wonderful. The most wonderful, valuable things. and I want you to give this to your wife, Robin Abbey, and you tell her she must keep the contents of this box with her always. As her topmost ornament of decoration. Sir Abbey Mundy, he was very ecstatic that I'm going to be able to finally please Radharani. Radharani treats Abhi Mani like he's a bit of a schmuck. You know, Abhi Mani comes, Radharani's there with the girlfriends, and Dina Bandhu put with Radharani, does this very nicely. And they see that Dina Bandhu and they turn to Radharani and they say, oh, wow. It's hidden. So Abhi Mani thinks, finally I'm going to please Radharani. She'll respect me and take me seriously. Finally, because I'm going to give her this fantastic gift. So he's carrying it on his ear, this box. And, you know, Krishna, of course, is very heavy because he's the absolute truth. Everything is within him. But still, Abhi Mani was not feeling any weight. In fact, he was just dancing. And he didn't know what was happening, but tears were coming from his eyes. His body was erupting in goose pimples. His hair was standing on end. And sometimes he was almost fainting. He was experiencing all the symptoms of ecstasy. And he thought, it's because I've got this gift and I'm going to really impress Radharani for once. But actually it was because he was holding Krishna right on his bed. Right on his bed is Krishna. So no one was going to go ecstasy. So he came in with this trunk. And Jatila said, oh, what a god. And Abhimanyu said, this is a gift from Mother Yashoda for Radharani. And she said that I must pass on her order to Radharani, that Radharani must keep the contents of this box, which are most extremely valuable. She must keep the contents with her always and never be separated from them. Jutila said, oh, that's wonderful. You can tell Radharani that I also give the same order. So it's double. So Abhi Mani in ecstasy went into the room with Radharani with all her girlfriends. And they thought, oh. It's... And then they said, oh, what's this box he's got? So he put down the box. And he said, you know, Mother Yashoda has filled this box up with the most wonderful, priceless treasures. And she has ordered you that you open this box. Yes, I will do that. Don't worry. So an out with Abhi Mani, and the girls crowded around this box. Radharani took a large and started lifting it. Suddenly, the top of the box just flew open and Krishna just jumped out just like a jack in a box. And the girls were completely astonished. Then Lalita is very powerful. All the main gopis, they embody different of Radharani's, those 64 expertises. Their expansions of her, different parts of her being. So they embody different of those expertises, and Lalita, among other things, embodies Radharani's expertise with words. But particularly with words, which are, you know, again, prema vaichitya, ecstasy through the medium of seeming error. they're words of apparent anger and rejection of Krishna. But concealed within those words is hidden deep loving meanings. And on the surface it looks kind of negative. So Lalita said to Krishna that, how dare you come into our apartment like this? This is terrible. I'll report you to King Kamsa and you'll be punished. You'll be in jail, that will be it. And Krishna said, but I was just innocently playing in this box there in the underground, and you people brought me here. It's your fault. In this moment, they secretly brought me. So these pastimes were very wonderful, joyful pastimes through the medium of seeming error. And just like last time I told you, I'm studying up on this one, but Krishna was talking to Madhu Mangal about all the ecstatic symptoms of the Ashta Satvika Bhava, the eight main types of ecstatic symptoms. He was standing on end, trembling, voice faltering, fainting, loose footballs, and so on. And Krishna said, yes, you know, these great devotees, they get these different symptoms. And he was explaining under what conditions they get those symptoms. The Madhu Mangal, see, Madhu Mangal is a prasadam expert, as we heard earlier. So Madhu Mangal told Krishna, no, these people don't know anything about ecstasy. He said, you know, real ecstasy, they're different ecstasies. He said, when I received my very nice Dao preparation, then my ears stand on end. And when I get the nice sabji, oh, I'm shivering all over. And when they bring the beautiful, opulent rice preparations, then I just burst out in goose pimples. And finally, at the end, when they bring the sweets, I can't control myself, I just faint. So he says, this is real ecstasy. And these people you're talking about, they don't know what is real ecstasy. So these joyful pastimes are going on through the medium of seeming error. And if it wasn't for the seeming error, they wouldn't be as ecstatic as they were. It would be like in Guwahati or even like in Vaikuntha, where everything is completely formal, totally formal. In Gopakumar, the cowherd boy from Govardhana, he was on his way back to the local village and he stopped off at Vaikuntha. And when he came in, they brought him in to see Lord Narayan. And he could see, this is Krishna. And it wasn't exactly the same, but basically, he was reminded of Krishna. So he called out, Gopal! Gopal! And he went running forward to embrace Lord Narayan. And the other servants and soldiers and other people there, they grabbed him. They pulled him aside and said, what are you doing? Don't. You don't approach the Lord of the universe like that. And they showed him, you go like this. They taught him something. But Krishna, he's the original source of Nirvana. They said, he's just a pastime expansion of the when he's in a frivolous mood, a whimsical mood, he's not the same as our Lord. So after a while, Dr. Kumar became more and relentless. So in your life, there are all these pastimes going on. Prema Gajit's life, ecstatic pastimes through the medium of seeing them. Just like, you know, probably you've all heard us told it, pastime of Prem Saroda, how Radharani was sitting on Krishna's lap. One bee was buzzing around and bothering him. Krishna told Madhu Mangal to just that be away, so he did, and he came back and he announced Madhu is gone. But Madhu, of course, Madhu means bee, and it also means sweet. And Krishna is the sweetest. So Krishna is sometimes called Madhu. So Radharani thought, oh, Krishna. Krishna is gone. He's gone. Yeah. She started crying. But she was sitting on his lap. And Krishna said, no, it's alright, I'm here. And she said, no, you're not your God. I was crying more. And Krishna said, oh, I'm here, really. Please don't worry. And Radharani said, no, you're gone. I'm just hallucinating, I know. And was crying more. And after a while, Krishna started crying too. And they're now both crying. And their tears filled up their throat. Prem Saroda. And that's still there. Still there today. How many of you do Prem Saroda? Anyway, this is what this verse here, 36, is talking about. Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of Krishna's, like the parallel embodiment of Krishna's own form, as the embodiment of his pleasure potency. And she increases his ecstasy. And one of the ways is arranged by calling us through these pastimes, joyful pastimes of seeing. Next week we'll tell you how Krishna became the police chief. Krishna became the police chief. It was not easy. But then they stole his food. He was going around trying to find his food. They said, well, you're the police chief. You lost your food. What sort of police chief are you? Any comments or questions? They're living in extended families. There's so many people there. And everyone is sure that their husband is definitely there. You know, the mother is in the room. Her husband is my son. He must be there. He has to be there. But he's not there. Yeah. He's there. that on this planet than there are in other planets. And some of the gopis here, they weren't able to get away when Krishna came this way. They were not able. And they went with great anxiety. So it's described that they, from their previous lifetimes, they were persons, devotees, who became almost perfect. So they're able to enter, they're allowed to enter Krishna's pastimes, but still there's some subtle contamination. But when they got into that intense state of concern, we must go to Krishna, but they didn't, then those last traces were cleansed away. So, and then maybe later or the next time, they were able to get out and join Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.